Question is, what do we look at in picking successful winners? Do we look at the quality of the principal investigator? Do we look at the size of the institution? Do we look at the geographic disposition of where they're at? Do we look at broader factors, if I could use that? No. As John will tell you if you visit with him, we accept proposals from outside the U.S. That's within our remit. We encourage them. Not only do we tolerate them, not only do we condone them, we encourage them. As I mentioned, it really doesn't matter whether it's 20 universities coming together with one principal investigator from each of them to form a group. It doesn't matter whether it's a group of maybe three or four investigators in two or three different departments at a particular university. It doesn't matter whether it's a university that graduates several hundred PhDs per year in a given topic or one that perhaps doesn't graduate quite so many. It doesn't matter. What matters is that the idea really gets at the kernel of the problem that we're trying to address. And the three things that Tom pointed out in his talk, I would say, are equally important to us. Building those long-term relationships, getting a greater group of folks coming out the end of the graduate degree pipeline that are potentially interested and capable of joining our workforce, and forming that basic understanding, the fundamental science understanding, of problems two decades from henceforth.